For the Gemara, so will look at you the Mesera. If he also gave you the Mesera that there is a remnant of Mayim from the extra mem, the extra you, the extra mem, so name a Kavosei. Let him also say the second day of Sukkot, you should start saying Mashav Ruach Marad Agoshim. That's when the first remnant of Veniskeim is the extra mem. And the Gemara, Kesova, Kesova Yarekiva, the Kiksev Nistach Yisera, Vashishi Yudichsev. He learns the extra word nisach is on the sixth day. That's what's extra. The other ones are not. So Rashi like this: nisach yisayro bashishi ksev kloima. V'neskeho demar b'trein nisuchim ksev bashishi. After it says an extra time like lashon rabbi v'neskeho, it's nisachim that it says on yom hashishi. Loch yom abashishi maskal haskir. Aba bahani mem yud mem mayim lemitzin lemeima tavayu diayin. There is an extra word nisakeho saying you have to do two of them. Now, from that alone, we would have thought maybe it means two times Yayin. So he's also asking to the extra Mem, Yud Mem, to say there's an meaning of Nisach HaMayim. But when does the Torah say clearly to bring the water? The Yom HaShishi, the Torah mentions it. So since it's mentioned in the Torah of Yom HaShishi, that's where he also swore the Rabbonin, when Masakan, to start saying, Mashavuch Marana Goshen, the Yom HaShishi on Sukkos. Alright, we'll start here.
He holding down Gimel and Aleph. He had less Gemara again was going about Rav Kiva Shita. That Rav Kiva said, Bashishi Bechag Humaskir. You first start saying Mashav Ruach Marad Agoshim on the sixth day of Sukkot. Shinema Bashishi Neskeho. Because it says on the sixth day about Sukkot, it says Veneskeho. And we dash him b'shnei nisuchim akosim medabrim. Now the post is talking about two different nisuchim, nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayim. Echod nisuch hamayim v'echod nisuch hayayim. Therefore, since the Torah mentions the union of nisuch hamayim on the sixth day, that's the time to start mentioning ma'ashavurach merad agoshim. For the Gemara, how do you know this? It says good v'nitzcheho mashmeh two times the nisuchim, two nisuchim. In other words, when after you bring the korban to Tormach HaShachar, after Levim, the Shas Levim are singing, you have to bring the Nesachim. You have to pour Yain on the Mizbeach. The saying here says Neskeho, it means two times. One to pour Yain, and one to pour Mayim, water. For the Gemara, how do you know that? V'yayimah Tavayah L'chamro. Maybe both of them you have to pour wine. And the Gemara, Sobolok Reb Yudah Ben Meseirah. No, Reb Kibas also agrees to Reb Yudah Ben Meseirah's Drosha. The Omer, he says, Remiza Mayim. That the Pasuk is also Mashma Mayim. Because it says an extra mem, an extra yud, and an extra mem. Since it says an extra mem, yud, mem, that means mayim, he's also asking to this Rosh, you have to have mayim during Sukkot. For the Gemara, Isobolok of Yudah ben Meseirah. If Rabbi Akiva agrees to Yudah ben Meseirah, name a kavosei, let him say like him altogether, that you start saying Mashavuach Marad Agoshim on the second day, because the first extra mem is on the second day of Sukkot. That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseirah Shita. So Marin says, "Kesof Rabbi Yehuda, ki ksev nisach yisera vashish yudiksev." He holds the word niskeho that it says extra v'yema shishi. That's mamish extra. That comes to teach us you have to have two different types of nisachim. We say one nisach hamayim and one nisach hayayin. Just the question is, maybe both of them are two nisuchim of yayin. You have to pour wine two times. And that he uses Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseirah's drasha to say the mem yud mem. I have an extra word of mayim to teach me. You have to use mayim. But when did the Torah say to start using the mayim? That's b'yom shishi. B'yom shishi. That's the first day you start to bring the nisach hamayim according to him. So that's the first day you also start mentioning mashav baruach amarad agoshim. The Matanya Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says like this. The pasuk says ba'kodesh. Hasach Nesach Sheichol Hashem. This pasuk is talking about the korban atamid you bring every single day. It says in Lashon Meshach Nesachim. When you're pouring the yayin, it says Lashon of Hasach Nesach Sheichol Hashem. You have to pour like Nesach and Hasach. So we say Bishnei Nisuchim Akosim Medavim. The pasuk here is a remez that sometimes you have to have two different types of Nesachim. What does that mean? Echod Nisach Hamayim, like during Sukkot. You have to also pour water on top of the mizbeach, v'yechod nisach hayayin, and that you do every single day when you bring the korban atamid. Every single day we pour yayin on top of the mizbeach. So that's the drasha to say there's a nisach of mayim from this pasuk. Hasach nesach sheichel Hashem. For the Gemara Eimar Tavayu Dechayim, again, true, you have to have two times nisachim here, but maybe both of them are made from wine. Maybe you have to pour wine on top of the mizbech twice. How do we know the new chiddush to bring nisach hamayim? You have to have water. So Gemara says, in Cain, if the pasuk meant two times wine, lichtot kroa ay hasach hesach. It should have said two times the same word, hasach hasach, to say two times wine. Ay nesach nesach, two times the word nesach. My hasach nesach, how come the Torah says, Bakodesh hasach nesach, it changes around, hasach to nesach, why does it say the two different shaynois? He shamat mino, that cha demaya, we hear from here true, one type of nesach, you have to pour water on top of the mizbeach, during sukkis, v'cha dechamro, and there's another type of nesachim, the whole year, when you bring the karbonis, you also pour wine on top of the mizbeach. So we have nothing dashes from this pasuk. So even though the churah is a shver, that this pasuk is talking about, we said the korban atomid, that's water every single day. So what does this have to do with sukkis? Like how do you learn out from me? I didn't even have nisach hamayim that's brought punkt on sukkis. And the pasuk is not talking about sukkis; it's talking about the regular korban atomid. So the Menachem Nefesh wants to say, says Yeshi Yeshloima, that hasech heim oisiyos sukkah. Here's the word hasech. He changed it around. You have the word sukkah. The tevus ba'kodesh hasech b'gematria chag sukkis. Remesh ye b'chag oid nisach. That's the drasha. That's the a remes here. So from the word hasech, he's hasech. You change around is the word sukkah. So meila sukkah. Without that, we have a vav. Without the vav here, okay. I call upon him to remes here that during sukkis there's another inyan of nisach. That's the drush of Hasech Nesech. You have to do two types of Nisachim. One of water. When is that? During Sukkot. Mor says not this. Elohot Etnan. That's how we learned the Mishnah in Sukkah. That Nisach HaMayim Kol Zayin. There was a mitzvah to pour the Nisach HaMayim all 7 days of Sukkot. Not 8 days, only 7 days. 7 days of Sukkot is the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. For the Gemara Mani, who does that Mishnah go like? According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says it's only one day. The Rabbi Yeshua means Yeshua in the Mishnah that says you first say Mashavurach Marin Agoshim on the Yom Achron Shachag, the last day of Chag. So maybe you only have to bring the Sachem also just one day. Maybe it's only the last day, only Chag Yoma. Rabbi Akiva, Trey Yoma. Rabbi Akiva says, when do you start saying Mashavurach Marin Agoshim? On the sixth day. So according to him, true, you have 2 days, the sixth and the seventh, that's all. So Drashi Vesuloi, to Amma Veniskeho, Dainu Bashishi Marba Nisach HaMayim, and better still, not just on Mashav Ruach. But he dashes what it says on the sixth day, Veniskeho, that teaches us you have to have Nisach HaMayim two times the Sochim. So you only learn it out on the sixth day, so you start the sixth day and then the seventh day. So you only do it for 2 days, but not all 7 days. He should only have 6 days, because he says he starts B'yom Sheni. He dashes from Niskehem, V'Niskehem, V'Niskehem, Mem, Yud, Mem, that it starts off the second day, but it's only the second day that it says V'Niskehem. So from the second day is the union of Nisach HaMayim, not the first day. So if you only start the second day, there's only 6 days of Nisach HaMayim. So who does the Mishnah go like that says that 7 days of Sukkot every day by the Korban HaTomid used to bring the Nisachim, Nisach HaMayim? So Morin says, Le'olam of Yehuda ben Beseri. Really, I tell you, that Mishnah Sukkot goes according to Yehuda ben Beseri. That says what? You start the second day of Sukkot. So how do you have 7 days? The Teret says, he holds that on Shemini Atzeres, you also made Nisach HaMayim. So now if you start the second day till the eighth day, that's how you have 7 days. For a sphere like Reb Yehuda de Masnissen, he holds like Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah in Sukkah. That's now we learned over there in the Mishnah in Sukkah that Reb Yehuda Weimer belug hoyemanase kol shemayna. He holds they used to collect a lug full of water, and all 8 days, even Shemini Atzeres also, they used to use the Nisach HaMayim. So Mele contributed them to Seira or Mapig Rishayin Omael Shemini. The first day of Sukkot, that no. Since it first says, when it's Kehem, the Yom Sheni, you only start the Yom Sheni, do you start using Nisach HaMayim. But I, the Mishnah says 7 days. The Teret says, he also gave you the Shita, you go through Shemini Atzeres.
Shemini Atzeres also has it. That's how you have seven altogether. And Rashi says, Krav Yudu the Masnisin, Tiyoma Belug Hoyim Anasich, Kol Shemayna, all 8 days, is Loisova Kavosev Mav Yom Kol Shemayna. That's what Krav Yudu, the Mishnah there says, all 8 days, not much Krav Yudu the Masnisin argues on. Ela Bameh the Yom Vishmini Menasich, only what he says, even on Shemini Atzeres. Now the chiv of the vishmini menasech meshkachas of the Rabbi Yudah b'Maseirah to yom of the shayni maschile and lenisach hamayim kol shiva. The Yudah b'Maseirah says you start on the second day. So if you start on the second day, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the eighth day is also do you do it, then Akoponim will have 7 days. He's completely like the Mishnah of Yehuda. He doesn't hold. Rabbi Yehuda said it's all 8 days, but Rabbi Yudah b'Maseirah holds the first day no, but after that you have 7 days, including the eighth day. So the Mishnah Sukkah that says 7 days you have Nisach HaMayim goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Taka, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Sukkah that Shemini Atzeres also you have Nisach HaMayim. So the more that can't be, if so, Maishinah Rishon Deloy. How come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says the first day you don't have Nisach HaMayim? Why? Dechi Remiza Mayim V'Shein Yehuda Remiza. That we have the extra word V'Niskehem, the extra mem from the mem yud mem, v'niskehem, v'niskeho, v'niskehem, and that it starts off the first mem is b'yom sheni. So he's saying it's only the second day and not the first day, because by the first day there's no remez of nisach hamayim. If so, shmini nami, the eighth day also you should not have to do nisach hamayim, because ki remiza mayim b'shvi yud remiza. Where's the last mem on the seventh day? It says the first mem on the second day. It says the yud on the sixth day. And it says the last mem on the seventh day. So true, from the second until the seventh, you have to bring Nisach HaMayim. But not the eighth day. Shemini Atzeres should not have to have Nisach HaMayim, according to Yudah ben Maseir. So again, we have a kasha. Who does the Mishnah go like in Sukkah that says for 7 days, you bring the Nisach HaMayim? According to Rabbi Yudah ben Maseir, that you first start the second day, you should only have 6 days of Nisach HaMayim, not 7 days. So Gemara answers, El, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yeshua, the Mishnah in Sukkah that says for 7 days of Sukkot, every day they brought the Nisach HaMayim, goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. That Rabbi Yeshua says now, Mishnah, when do you start mentioning Mashav Ruach Marad Agoshim? On the first day of Sukkot. So since you start mentioning the Inyan of Mayim, the first day of Sukkot, who are then you start also bringing the Rabbi Yeshua, he's a Vaket. Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua is like this. The Yomah Mishas HaNechosei, that Yeshua before said, when you start saying Mashav Ruach Marad Agoshim, on the seventh day of Sukkot, Mishas, the last day when you put down the lulav, Maskir. The Rashi said, V'yafal Pikein, Sova the Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. Still he owes, all 7 days you have the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara Gorma Lo Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Because the Gemara knew that Yeshua holds it Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. That Nisach HaMayim takes place all 7 days. That's what the Gemara says. Ela Rabbi Yeshua, goes according to Yeshua Shita, that holds true. You start saying Mashav Ruach on the seventh day of Sukkot, the day you put down the lulav. Of our kopon of the Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva. How do you know that? Hilchos HaGemirah. This is one of the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai's that Nisach HaMayim is all 7 days. The Yom Rabbi Amir, Rabbi said, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ishbakas, Beis Chorson, that's in Yutchunya, came from this place, Ispakas Beis Chorson. He said like this, the Aloch of Esanatias, and the Aloch of Arova, the Nisach HaMayim, is Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. These three Alochis are considered Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. The din of Esanatias, that's Aloch about Shvius, when you're allowed to start working on the fields. The special Aloch, if you have Esther, 10 young trees growing in the field, you're allowed to plow the whole tree. Even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi says, Esan Atiyas, Rashi says, Hamafuzores Patoich Beisor. If you have 10 young trees growing in a Beisor, is Choshim Kol Beisor Eres Shriyas Ad Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah like Teisvah Shriyas. Up until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow that ground. Afagad Eshash Sodois, and Choshim Afnei Shriyas Lamayim. Even though other fields, you have to start plowing already, Teisvah Shriyas, 30 days before Shemitah starts. Over this halacha, if you have only 10 young trees growing there, Choshim, you're allowed to start planting plow up until Rosh Hashanah. Toyo v'yemein Choshim sviva mafsidim. Since if you don't plow, they'll be destroyed, they'll be mafsid. So it's not called you plowing the Tzorach Shvius,
It's called you're plowing right now, it's growth right now. But this halach is halach l'mashim Sinai, that if you have 10 trees, 10 young trees growing in the base soil, you're allowed to plow the whole base soil, even the ground, in between one tree and another tree, up until Rosh Hashanah. That's halach l'mashim Sinai. Then the second one is Nisach HaMayim, Shrashi Kol Shiva. That's how we say of Nisach HaMayim all 7 days, that's halach l'mashim Sinai. And who are in our Rava? That's how we take our Ravas in the base of Migdish, that they went around the Mizbeach 7 times in the Shana Rabbah, that was also halach l'mashim Sinai. Rashi says, Arova, Shetaisamin, Shemakifin as a Mizbeach, the Nisach HaMayim, halach l'mashim Sinai Kulay. If halach l'mashim Sinai, the mitzvah by Ravas, that you go around the Mizbeach, and the word that you bring in Nisach HaMayim Asukis, that's a local Moshim Sinai. That you do it all 7 days. Senech Mami, the Mishnah that says 7 days of Nisach HaMayim goes according to Yeshua Shita, and even though he owed, you first start saying Masha Veruach on the 7th day of Sukkis, but this is a local Moshim Sinai, all 7 days you have to have Nisach HaMayim. Right. The Mishnah says then, Yehudu Wainem Mishumi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Hoivel Lefnei Ateva B'Yom Tov Achron Shochag is Achron Maskir. When you come to Davin on Shemini Atzeres, the one that Davin's Musif, he mentions Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Achron, the one that Davin's Musif, is Maskir. Of Harishon, the one that Davin's first, he's not Maskir. Harishon is Ein Maskir. B'Yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach. What about when it comes the first day of Pesach? Then it's the opposite. Harishon Maskir, the one that Davin Shachris, he still mentions Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Abu Achron, the one that Davin's Musif, is Ein Maskir. By Musif, you don't mention anymore Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim by Pesach. So that's what we have here. That's what we have here. That Yehuda said Mishum Rebbe Yeshua that on Shemini Atzeres, when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, not Shachris but by Musif. So Mar says now, Hi Rebbe Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says over the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Who is this Rabbi Yeshua? Which Rabbi Yeshua says like this? Elaim Rabbi Yeshua the Masnissin, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yeshua from our first Mishnah that says that when do you start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim on Shemini Atzeres, Fred Gemara no? Ho'oma b'yom tov ha'achron shechag hum askir. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua says tam, when do you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, the last day of Sukkot? But he doesn't say Musif, he just says on the last day, which reminds me even the beginning of the last day. Even by Shachris also, you should start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. So the Yeshua in our Mishnah doesn't say clearly Musif, it could even be very good Shachris also. So this Rabbi Yeshua in the Brice, if it says clearly, you only start mentioning Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim like we do by Musif, and not by Shachris. Yeah. Elul Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua the Brisa. It's Rabbi Yeshua and the Brisa. For the Gemara, no. For Omar, we had before in the Brisa that Rabbi Yeshua says Mishas Hanachosoi. He says, you know, when you start saying Mashav Ruach on Hashana Rabbah, the last day that you use the lulav, the day you put down Hanachosoi, the day you put down the lulav, that's when you start saying Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. So Mele can't be Rabbi Yeshua and the Brisa. V'su another kasha have. Hod the Tanya, there's another brisa that says like this. Hod the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Ben Meseira. Before we had in the brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Ben Meseira. That Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Ben Meseira, that's the same halacha. Hoi velef neyateva, the Yom Tov Achron Shechag, whoever goes down to Davin Musaf on Shemini Atzeres, whoever davens on Shemini Atzeres, is Achron Maskir. The one that says the Musif, he says Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. That's Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Ben Beseira. Even though before he said over the name of Rabbi Yeshua, now he says over the name of Ben Beseira. For the Gemara now also, Hi Ben Beseira. Who is this Ben Beseira that makes the chilik that on Shemini Atzeres you only mention during Musif, but during Shachris we don't mention? Who is this Ben Beseira? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. If you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ho'amah b'sheini b'chag o'maskir. We had before in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, on the second day, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira says, you start mentioning Mashav Ruach on the second day of Sukkot. Since that's the day the Torah says, v'nizkehem, they would learn out the mem to bring nisach hamayim. His first thoughts on the second day of Sukkot. Who would then? That's the time to first start mentioning mashav ruach maragoshim. So the kisser of Yehuda ben Maseiver Shita is you first start on the second day of Sukkot. So you can't say that the Yehuda said over the name of ben Maseiver that the last day of Sukkot is this ben Maseiver, because here he says the opposite. He says he started on the second day of Sukkot, not Shemini Atzeres. So more so like this. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Tehei Rav Yeshua Ben Beseira. I'll give you a terrace to both these kashas. You know Rav Yehuda was saying it over. First he says over Rav Yehuda the name of Rav Yeshua. And then he says over the name of Ben Beseira. You know that was, it was the same person. His name was Rav Yeshua Ben Beseira. That was his name. So Rav Yehuda said over the same member like from the same person. It's Rav Yeshua Ben Beseira. That's this person's name. Zimnin Bekorele Bishmei. Sometimes he called him Rabbi Yeshua on his own name. The Zimna the Korolei B'Shmei the Abba. And sometimes Rabbi Yehuda called him Ben Beseira after his father's name. Before he got his own smicha, before Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira got his own smicha, Rabbi Yehuda called him only Ben Beseira after his father's name. After he got smicha, after they gave him smicha, then he called him Rabbi Yeshua after his own name. But I call upon him, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseira, it's a new Tana. It's a Tana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseira, that's his Shita. Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseira holds, you start saying, Mashav Ruach Marad HaGoshem on Shemini Atzeres, but when? Not on Shachris, but by Musaf. By Musaf, that's when you start saying, Mashav Ruach Marad HaGoshem. That's the tariff to both these prices. Right, now new aloha. Tana. We learned like this. That we say, Murid Atol, or some say, Mashav Ruach Murid Atol, to say the union of Tal and about Ruchis, there's no chiyuv to say it. But if somebody does want to say it, Maskir, you have a right to say it. Rashi, Vital of Aruchis, Mashav Ruach Murid Atol. So, there's no chiyuv to say it. Like the Moshe Ashkenaz, don't say it. Ashkenaz never say merit at all. In the summer, they don't say anything. Even in Moshe Hashem also, if you want to say it, there's no chiyuv to say it. But if you want to say it, you're allowed to say it. The whole year, you could say it. There's no chiyuv to say it, but if you want to, you're allowed to. If you want to ask him, ask him. So, Mer explains now why. Why is Tal different than Motor? By motto, we're saying there's a chiyuv to say it. We have to start saying soon this Mashav Ruach Marad HaGoshem. After Shemini Atzeres, you have to start saying it. Mashenken to say Marad Atol, that you don't have to say. My time, what's the difference? How come motto we have to say rain and do, tal the do we don't have to mention? Omer Rabbi Chanina Lefi Shein Netzorim. The Torah says that do never stops. That's the Messias. The world needs the dew to live on. The dew always comes. Therefore, we don't have to mention it so much to give a shrach to Hashem. As Bishleim, it rains. Sometimes it rains. Sometimes it doesn't rain. So we have to say ritzel. We have to say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that Hashem should give us the rain. But something like dew that comes down always and never stops, for that we don't have to mention to give a shrach to Hashem. Shrach to Fi Sheinam Netzorim. Shel Molei Hein Ein Oilem Eskayim. If not for the dew, the world couldn't exist. V'aydeh Mina B'Tfilah. Mashav Ruach Merad HaGoshem, I, how come we mention talk about rain and tefillah? Lav mishum chiyuvay, elochay geshem umaskir. As Rashi brought it, how come we say Mashav Ruach? I, we mention Ruach. I was saying right now, Ruach never stops. The Ruach always comes. So you shouldn't have to mention Ruach. And for Rashi, that we say Mashav Ruach Merad HaGoshem, the Mashav Ruach, that's only for the purpose of the geshem. The word tal you should leave out. The ruach helps the rain also. After it rains, if there's a good wind, it's good. It rains out the ground. The bosa mitra kemitra. That the wind that comes after the rain is like the rain itself. So the kids are like this. Tal itself, we don't have to mention. Because tal never stops. Huadin ruach also really don't have to say mashav ruach. Because since the wind never stops the whole year round, we always have wind. Hashem always gives us wind. There's not such a big inyan to mention it. But Yeshem, since sometimes yes, sometimes no, we have to mention Mataras Aritzui as if like a tefillah, Hashem, please give us the rain. I, Rashi Bavon, how come we say Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshem? You should not even say Masha Baruch. But there it is, Masha Baruch is only for the purpose of the Yeshem. As if to say, you give us Geshem, it's very good to have the wind right after the Geshem. The wind helps out the Geshem. That's what we mentioned, Masha Baruch, by Masha Baruch and Marad HaGoshem. But our koponim tal, there's no chiyuv to mention, because it never stops. Right, huh? How do we know this now? V'tal minolon d'loy metzer. How do we know that dew never stops? Because the pasuk says, Va'yomer Eliyahu Atishbi Mitoshavi Gilot El Achav, that Eliyahu Hanavi told Achav that Chai Hashem, I make like a shvua, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amarati Lefonav Im Yiyah Hashonim Ela Talamotar Kiim Lefnei Kiim Lefi Devorei. Like he's making a shvua as if to say, you should know there's not going to be any rain this year. Only the fee what I'm going to tell you. Only when I say there'll be rain. If not, not. She started off to saying, Tal umotar. Now we'll see if the pasuk says later, Leich hera l'achav v'yetna motar al pnei adama. When Eliyahu wanted to show Achav that he's right and he stopped doing the averis do tshuva, he showed him rain. Now v'ilu motar loikomer. When Eliyahu Hanavi later went to show him to prove his point that I'm right, I show you I have the right to do the things. He showed him it's raining, but tal he didn't show him. Why not? V'ilu tal loikomer lei. My time, and why didn't he show with him the tal? Mishum deloi metzar. Because the pshat is, dew never stops. Even during those years,